Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Toronto Raptors and the Memphis Grizzlies. Toronto comes in with a record of 24-30. Memphis is 32-20 on the year. Over their last 10, Toronto 4-6 won their last game. Memphis 3-7 over that span has lost two straight. Here are the numbers. Toronto averages 113.1 points per game, gives up 112.6 for a positive differential of 0.5. Meanwhile, Memphis scores 116.5 a game, gives up 112.8 for a positive differential of 3.7. Looking at the turnovers, 11.2 turnovers per game by Memphis, by Toronto versus 13.5 turnovers per game by Memphis. Memphis shoots 46.9% from the field versus 45.3% from the field by Toronto. Raptors are 33.5% from long range. Memphis 34.2% from distance. So neither team shoots great from the field or long range. Memphis is abysmal at the free throw line, just 71.5%, and Toronto about league average, maybe a hair above at 79. Bench scoring, the Toronto Raptors barely get any, just 28.6 points per game from their bench. Memphis about a league average, maybe a little bit higher than average bench at 35.8 points per game. The Grizzlies won the first meeting of these two clubs, 119-106. They are the home team here. Steven Adams, of course, still out. Jaren Jackson Jr. is questionable. That's bad news for Memphis. If he doesn't play, that's their whole front line. OG Anunoby out for Toronto. And the question is, can the Raptors take advantage of the Memphis team that's missing its size, missing its interior defense? I think they can. I think it's going to be tough without Anunoby. I think he would have been big in attacking that rim. But look for Pascal Siakam to have a big game getting to the rim today if Jackson doesn't play. There's really nothing stopping him from going there with impunity. So I'm actually going to pick the Toronto Raptors to win this one with Jackson not playing most likely and Adams, of course, out. I think that's a big deal. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Raptors and Grizzlies coming up. We'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Hunter Logan, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Toronto Raptors and the Memphis Grizzlies. The lines opened up with Memphis being favored by 4.5, but it's gone down now. Memphis is still a 3.5-point going into this game Sunday night, and the over-under is at 231.5. The Raptors coming into this game, they're 24-30, 26-28 against the spread with 31 overs, 23 unders. They're 9-18, though, on the road, and the Raptors, they're 3-3 right now on their current road trip, 2-4 against the spread in those six games, but four overs have hit, and the Raptors, they've really just been so middle of the road as a team. Like, they've had some really good wins, but they've also had some really bad losses, and right now they're just in that time of, and let's just kind of stay the course here and just play along. But this is why the Raptors might be a play here in this game, because the Grizzlies, they're 32-20 on the season, 24-27-1 against the spread with 25 overs, 27 unders. They're 21-4 at home, but the Grizzlies, as good as they are, they've lost 7 out of their last 8 games, 2-6 against the spread in that span, with 7 of the 8 games hitting the under. So for a team with so much skill, and it's just been overall really good in the last few seasons, losing 7 out of 8 games, that was unexpected for the Grizzlies, and I honestly expect them to kind of turn this thing around tonight. I think the Raptors, like I said, they've kind of just been like a middle-of-the-road team. It could be a play, but I like the Grizzlies at home to lay 3.5. I think they're going to really come out with a great performance in this game. It also doesn't help that the Raptors, they're 0-4 against the spread in their last 4 games playing after an off day. Now, it's really not inspiring confidence if you're going into Memphis, and I know Memphis has been struggling as of late, but that's really because they've been on the road so much. They're 21-4 at home, so I expect the Grizzlies to come out with a huge performance tonight and win this game, and I like the over in this game because it's really fun to bet on overs when it comes to Ja Morant, and I think that the Raptors don't play enough defense to really guarantee that the under is going to hit. For more NFL and NBA betting previews, head to the Sports Betting Stack. I'm Hunter Logan with a Stack in the NBA betting preview between the Toronto Raptors and the Memphis Grizzlies.